أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. من أمره ونفسه ونفسه. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات، ثم الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إخوة الإيمان، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. So without even appreciating the topic I was given to discuss tonight, has been said to our hearing. We want to discuss a particular concept that we need to understand. Sincerely yours, this issue we want to discuss, it has to do with, you know, having profound understanding of what it entails and what it does not entail. Not only that, how are we going to benefit from the concept? How are we going to put into practice the teaching embedded in this concept we want to discuss tonight? You know, we want to discuss about a particular set of people, a particular set of Muslims. What they uphold, what do they believe in, what are their qualities, their features, and other things. Not only that, how the society will see them, the societal perception or perspectives, how society will see these kind of Muslims. So we still need to focus on that. Likewise, how are we going to be among these Muslims? Because they will be the successful ones in the hereafter. We want to discuss about Al-Ghuraba. About who?
Al-Ghuraba.
About who?
Al-Ghuraba.
Those people that will be strangers, you know, they will be alien in their environment. People will see them as if they are barbaric, as if they are not civilized, as if they will not be prosperous, as if they will not be achievers, as if they will not even accomplish anything good in this world, let alone the other. Yet in the real sense of it, these people are the great achievers. They are the prosperous ones. They are the successful ones. In fact, they will dwell in eternal being. That is why we need to really understand what the concept is all about. What are the features? What are the certain practices we need to put in place? What are the doctrines, beliefs, creeds we need to have to be a mindset of Muslims? You know, I would like to discuss this topic in 4, 5, 6, 7 different sub-edges for us to understand the concept very well. The first aspect of the concept or of the topic I want to discuss is the designation of these people we are talking about. You know, at times, by the time you not really understand a particular concept, you may be fighting with one another and you are saying the same thing, but you are saying it differently. Number two, other names. Other names or other appellations. Other titles this set of Muslims are given from Quran and Sunnah. I will still focus on that. Number three, Khoso Isu'um, one of my Jizatu'um. Their features and characteristics. For you to be among the strangers, sincerely, you need to possess certain qualities, certain features. Let me tell you, it's not about what you claim. You can claim and claim. You can call yourself whatever you like. If you are not among those people, the year after, sincerely, you will be disappointed. You know people? For example, let me give you an instance. You see one conductor in the town calling himself professor. Have you never, you know there are some conductors outside there, professor. that the real professors enter themselves. Even you see some of these abalis, they write it in their signpost, native doctor or chemical, you know, they give them all sorts of titles and appellations. But in the real sense of it, those who uphold those titles, they know themselves. You can claim and claim anything, that you are this, that you are the best Muslim in the world, that you are the most pious. Sincerely, it's not about claiming. It's about your activities, about your beliefs, it's about your deeds. We still want to focus on that. There are pictures. Number four, ashubuhat. There are some doubts. When we are talking of shubuhat, Islam as a religion, a lot of doubts were cast against Islam. In which you see scholars, they will now be, they will try to clarify those doubts raised against Islam. This concept we are talking about, Al-Ghuraba, the stranger, the alien ones, a lot of doubts were raised. But under this, the time will not contain, you know, clarifying those doubts. If time permits, inshallah, I will now focus on those who have come before us, the way they are put, why, the way they were even strangers in their environment, the way they use the concept to show real Islam to the people there, and how contemporary Muslims will benefit from it. Now, let's take it one after the other. Man Kumu Lugoruba. Who are these strangers we are talking about? These later alien people we are talking about. Number one, the word was taken from a particular hadith of Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The hadith was narrated or was transmitted by a lot of transmitters. Imam Muslim, in his book, Sahih Muslim Hadith 208, he translated the hadith. Imam Ibn Majah, in his Sunan, Hadith 3978, he also related the hadith. Likewise, Al-Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahimahullah, in his Musnad, he also translated the hadith, and a host of other muhadithun, like Al-Imam Tabrani. Likewise, this hadith, there were a lot of companions who narrated the hadith, like Abu Huraira, radiallahu anhu, in that of Sahih Muslim. Like Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu, in that of Al-Imam ibn Majah. Like Kathir ibn Abdullah al-Muzani, from his father, from his grandfather, from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Likewise, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, who was one of the four Abadila in Islam, and a host of other companions. Then their wordings vary. At times, some narrators will narrate some, you know, versions, some wordings that will not be contained in other fashions. Scholars have now tried to put those narrations together. Even Sheikh Al-Albani, rahimahullah, in some of his works, like his Sahiha, he did Jamu among some of those ahadith. Al-Allama Ibn Al-Qajib Al-Jawziyah, rahimahullah, in some of his works, he did the same thing. Sheikh Al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, also did the same thing, bringing different versions or wordings of this hadith. Sincerely, yes, there may be some change of some of these hadiths that probably scholars have said one or two things about them. But sincerely, yes, there are a lot of authentic narrations or change, like that of Imam Muslim, that of Ibn Majah, among others. What was the content of the hadith? The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Bada al-Islam ghaliban. Bada al-Islam ghaliban. Islam started as a strange religion. Please let us listen to the meaning of the hadith. Bada al-Islamu Ghoriban. Islam started as a strange religion. Wasaya'udu Ghoriban Kama Bada. Likewise, there will be a time towards the tail end of this world, Islam will still suffer as a strange religion. And Prophet Salam said, Fakuba Ninuguroba, glad tidings, kudos to those strangers. By the time Islam has become a strange religion, those who still uphold Islam, they will be called strangers. Prophet Salam said, kudos to them. These are people that will prosper us. In other versions of the hadith, they said Prophet Salam was asked by the companions that who are these strangers? Prophet Salam now gave meaning of Al-Ghuraba. Likewise, the Sahaba, with their own understanding of the hadith, some of them also gave meaning of Al-Ghuraba, strangers. Imam Hassan al-Basri, among other scholars I will quote tonight, inshallah, they gave their own meanings of Al-Ghuraba, the strangers we are talking about. In one of the narrations, the only Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is narration of Imam Ahmad al-Tabrani from Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-Aas. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the companion, he said, Kulina, waman Al-Ghuraba. We now ask, O you prophets, who are the strangers? He said, Qawmun salihun, qalilun, fi nasin su'in kathir. Please, we have started the topic now. The strangers we are talking about, Qawmun salihun, they are righteous people. They are virtuous people. They are pious ones. But qalil, they are very small, very few, highly infinitesimal. Please let us understand. Prophet Salam has not said, Kathir, Qalilun. The strangers we are talking about, that is why if you are among them, you need to appreciate Allah. If you are not among them, after this lecture, you need to struggle, to strive. How will you be among them? Because they will be prosperous in the hereafter. Qawmun salihun. They are righteous people. By the time you are not among the righteous people, you are not among Ghuraba we are talking about. You are not among good Muslims. You are bad Muslims. What people cannot qualify you with this word? Qawmun salihun. Someone like you, anyway, can you be called a righteous person? Likewise, by the time we have a lot of people corrupting the society, misbehaving, singing to Almighty Allah, these people, sincerely, they will remain pious. They will remain virtuous. Let us use our campus. I didn't think we are talking to politicians now. If you want to talk about Nigeria politics alone, wallahi, Nigeria politicians, Ghuraba among them, I don't think it's up to 1%. Nigeria politicians, minus non-Muslims, the Muslims among them, please, quote me anywhere in the world, all those non-Muslims, they can't be Ghuraba. They are fasidun. They are already even destroying Allah's heart. We know them. Even some of them who even pretend as if they are pirates, they are not pirates at all. They are bad set of people. You know them. You know the way they spend our money. You know the what they use our money for. Even whatever, even if they, you know, pretend as if they are even pious. People that disbelieve in Almighty Allah. Which kind of Ghuraba is that? But the Muslims among them, see Nigeria politics now, almost all of them, they are corrupt. Even you do some of our small, even let's start from campus politics. Some of you, we know what some of you normally do on campus now. You come to the mall, by the time you want to contend for SUG president, you want to contend for SUG treasurer, you want to use religion to satisfy your own wants, your ambition. You use Islam. By the time you are there, you forget Islam. And Allah will forget you. I'm not cursing you. Once you are forgotten, Allah will forget you. We know what happened to some of you after they left campus. You thought the world outside there is like campus? Even some of these Nigerian politicians, they started their corruption while they were on campus. How will you be amended to Oba? You that the SPD president, you are also celebrating all these bonfires, all these beauty contests. And you tell me you are amended. No. People are only using religion to earn tickets for their livelihood, to satisfy their own ambition. And Allah is watching. Come on, Solihun, Khalil. They are very scanty. Finance so in Kefi among a lot of corrupt people, among a lot of bad people. Can you see the address Jibra Salam gave to them? Can you see now? Can you withstand that adjective? Now, coming to our campuses. You know what operates in our campuses now? Let me start from this. Before you come to the University of Ibadan, I read in news released by CC of the University of Ibadan some time ago, about 100 level students, that 400-500 of them now, they are likely to even not go to 12 level. Yes or no? I read the news there. Now let me tell you, majority of, I know, if you are in 100 level now, you know yourself. Can you say publicly that you wrote your wife yourself? Wallahi, I wrote my wife myself. As far back as 1998. Wallahi, I wrote my wife myself. My jam, wallahi, I wrote it myself. Because I've understood this right away from my secondary school then. How many of you wrote your wife by yourself? You are my, how would you be anointed to Robert now? You see how true to repent. Let's start from that. Now, 300 level students who were helped when they were writing why I can never walk up and never walk about Baba Oreje. You know then, people forget about Baba Oreje. Most of you now, you are not reading. You waste your time on WhatsApp. You waste your time on Twitter, on Facebook, on Togo, on Twitter, on Instagram. Is that where you waste your time? Sincerely, even some of you now, sincerely, you know, because people don't want to come on, man, no. Even that's on the level. Can you read and understand by yourself? Because you have missed certain things that to serve as stepping stone for you for the present self or state you find yourself. That's the problem. Majority of all these gambites now, they were helped. Especially those who normally go to private schools. Even public schools now, I know a public school in my area. All the students were ordered to pay 3,000 naira. And like my students who did not pay the money, they segregated them in a particular class. Psychologically, they have demoralized them. One of my students was there. I told her, do not pay. She's not at the University of Ilorin. She did not pay and she had all her results once. Even some of those who make the they failed. Some of you feel like you can't pass. Some of some people are still doing even at the university level now. They will be looking for lecturers, especially girls that will be cohabiting with them. They will give them money, they will give them this. All for them, they are I know you can't have first class. You yourself, you know, with all this, your corner, you see first class today. They don't wait for bribing lecturers. They read. You can't be among the best. Now, looking at that side, if you want to be Al-Guraba, people will be looking at you as if you are crazy. Some of us who run schools now, they know in our school, we have zero tolerance for examination malpractice. Even if you do it, not even on external exam, in our school exam, the way I will handle study, as if that student has even destroyed my laptop, that's the way I will handle it publicly. I will force that student publicly. Others will start supporting that code, or code, or code, or I've given a student 6 shows of cannot because, okay, I'm a cock, you can. Yes, that's the way I handle my school. I have zero, because I myself, I did not cheat. All my voice and days of learning, I never cheated. My master's here at UI, I never cheated. My colleagues are around. They are still alive. That's the training we were given. And wallahi, it really helped me. Because I know I will never copy anybody. I will read and I will supplicate Almighty Allah. Now, starting from that, if you want to be a man, people will look at you are very strange. I know a particular Muslim school, good school here in Ibadan. Because they don't do parish, some parents, by the time their children are in necessary, they will take them out of another school. Where they will do what? Parish. You don't be corrupt. Majority of people, they will be bad ones. And Prophet Salam said, if you want to be among the Guruba, almost all the whole, you still remain righteous. You remain pious among a lot of bad people. Come to the issue of virginity, for example. Come to the issue of virginity. People will see, by the time they are talking about, even you see some bad, like one guy put something on Facebook one day, say, virginity is not a charge, it's a chemical of lack of chemical, or something rubbish. In fact, you know, we don't want to jug on blue. We are still on it. Because, you know, some people nowadays, they will see the pain. They are still in bed. I don't believe it. You know, she's really lying. He's like, ah, he's like, he wants to say, he's like, I can't see in your boo. So, you see, when it comes to fornication now, you see a lot of Muslims fornicating around. A lot of Muslims. By the time you remain pious, you want to remain righteous that I will never fornicate until I get married legally. Even when some people have even aborted 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 times. Sincerely, by the time you want to be among the strangers, you become most on the whole, the next colleague, you be among the few, scanty people, among a lot of bad ones. Man yasin aksaru mimman yuti'uhum. A lot of people go against them. People that will follow them will be very minimal. In a day, the only telling of all of them, a little go, not for me, not a sinner, my moti, my darling, my picture is only Facebook. You see a lot of sisters now, they display their pictures on social media. They advertise the other one, they will say, you know, sincerely, if you want to be among the stranger, a lot of people they will go against you. They see you as if, I don't know if you are by your law. Can your man don't get calorie for no? Ah, what they say, hip hop, can you be man? You can't hear your own. People will see you as if, ah, well, I want to phone for a son in bed. I will phone with the day. Oh, sincerely, if you want to be among the stranger, now, brother, let us come to the issue of football. By the time, listen, we are talking about stranger. Let me tell you, there are a lot of Abbas who are dead. People don't know that. As far as football is concerned, they are seriously affected. They have even, the football pirates have even really destroyed their lives. All of you now, you belong to a particular club. Let me tell you, listen. If you want to be among the strangers we are talking about, you will not become to, you will not even belong to any football club. There is some listen, you can belong. Listen, you can belong. Now listen to their deal. The Prophet Salam said, Al-Mari'u ma'aman ahabba yawm al-qiyam. In the year after, you will be resurrected with those you love. If you love Cristiano Ronaldo, or you love Messi and a host of others, listen, you want to belong to their club. I pray Allah will raise you with them in the hell. Will you love that? Will you love that? Now, see companion, he said, Inni uhibbu Ababak wa Umar wa Uthman wa Ali. I love these great companions, and I want Allah to resurrect me with them in the hell. The way I normally say, I love all the companions of the Prophet, but among the scholars, wallahi, I have special love for Sheikh Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. It's among the scholars I want to shake hands with in the year after that I even love to even hug Sheikh Islam Ibn Taymiyyah. Say, Baba, Ibn Taymiyyah, Baba, I didn't kiss you. I would love to be with him in the year after. How many Muslim scholars you love? By the time you are having love for enemies of Allah, you will be resurrected with them in the year after. Why loving all these enemies of Allah? Go and read this book by MSS and Laute, Becoming a Stranger as I Am. I have my own copy. In fact, some of these people, they hate you. They don't want you to be among them. One of them even said that if I know Muslims will be among my fans, I wouldn't have even made name like this. Out of profound hatred, he asked for you and your religion. See now, come on, Salihun, Khalil. They are righteous people. They are pious ones. But they will be few. They will be very scanty. They will not be many among a lot of corrupt people, bad ones. That's what Rasulullah, that's what he said. Jaykh al-Albani reported it in his book, Al-Sahiyah, volume 4, page 153. Are we together?
Yeah.
Now, let us continue. We are still on, who are the global? In some other wordings or some other narrations, because I'm trying to save our time, I'm still on the first subdivision. I'm going to order because of the time. Now, these people we are talking about, they are set of people. Yuslihun ma qad afsada an-nas. They are the ones that will correct what people have destroyed. Please let us understand this second aspect of Al-Ghuraba. These people, yuslihun ma yufsidu an-nas. What people have corrupted, what people have destroyed, they will be the one correcting those things. Then these people, we are talking about Umun Nadir As-Sarikh. They are people that will continue warning people. They are warners. They will continue warning you that these certain practices or acts, they are against teachings of Allah and that of Noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They will not be affected whether people listen to them or not, whether people follow them or not. Whatever they are doing it for who? For Allah and Allah alone. These people we are talking about, let me quote what Imam Al-Hasan Al-Basri, I'm coming to what he said. Let me start from what Imam Al-Awza'i, Rahimahullah, what he said. Imam Al-Awza'i, Rahimahullah, while explaining Al-Ghuraba, he said, these people, they will be few. Then they will be going small, small. They will die until they will not even remain again. Do you know one hadith of Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? That la taqumu sa'a illa ala shirari nas. By the time the world will come to an end, there won't be any righteous man on the earth again. It will remain the wretched ones, the corrupt ones, the bad ones. That is when Allah will now destroy this world. Not only that, this Al-Ghuraba we are talking about, يَتَمَسَّقُونَ بِالْحَلَالِ وَيَجْتَنِبُونَ الْحَرَامِ. They are people that will be upholding lawful things. They will move away from unlawful things. See my MMM people. How market now? When they started MMM, people were... Even a brother from Osho said, he called me, you know you Muslims, you need to be wise. People, you may not need, but he said, all of us cannot be, you know, scholars. That you yourself, is self-called Baka. There are certain things, you yourself, you use your wisdom, say, no, this thing can never be right. And when you offend a business, you want to be a man, one life will be like a man, who will only like you, like you from my side. I believe so much in something you are doing small, small, and it germinates, it develops until you are now reaping it. Like someone, in fact, I pity that person. He had serious problems with his business. Someone now gave him a loan of like $500,000. He now put all the money in the name. The next man, he wanted to collect 1.2 million or what? That was the end of the money. He did something up to this night now. Now, this Al-Ghuraba we are talking about, they move away from unlawful things. They don't drink alcohol. They don't fornicate. They don't backbite. They don't gossip. You see them They do what Allah has made love for them, and they move away from unlawful things. Are we together? Are we together? These people we are talking about, they are after Marudon to rob the hill. They are only after their creator's pleasure. They seek Allah's pleasure, not human's pleasure. Please let us take note. Some of us now, you know that this hadith, la tu'at al-makhlouqin fi ma'siyati al-khaliq. People nowadays, you see some sisters, because of our boyfriend, even if not our husband, no legal marriage, our boyfriend. This is your exam, it's becoming too long. I don't love it like this. Can I be using small? You can be using small. Later, can't you be using scarf alone? And this is a man who bought tablet for her. Tablet for the tablet, he bought laptop for her. He paid her school fees on a level, 20 level, and 700 level. So he bought a lot of garments for her. And normally sent it down to our account every month. So because of this money now, the person will now be dictating for her against Allah's pleasure. These strangers we are talking about, they are only after Allah's pleasure. By the time you are after woman, that's why some of us will compromise a lot of things in our religion. We are not after Allah's pleasure again. You want our traveling your fancy or whatever you call it, you are looking for their pleasure. You're looking for pleasure of your parents, that of your traveling your mentors, probably that of your friends, probably that of your landlords, probably that of whatever you can think of. Allah's pleasure should be the first thing you look for. Please, are we together? Are we together? These people we are talking about, sincerely, they are not, you know, they will not be confused with population of people that are disobeying Allah. You know, at times, by the time you see a lot of people disobeying Allah, and they are making it in this life, you feel like joining them, yes or no? No. The stranger, that is not their mentality. These people we are talking about, they are the people that uphold their religion, like someone who upholds this ember, this hot charcoal. Their religion is meaningful to them. Then some of us, our religion is meaningless. You see Muslims, nowadays, all because they are contesting for one foot in the campus, they will be shaking hands with opposite sex. Wait, I need to carry all of them along. They will need to go to chapels because they need Christian food. They need to go to shrine because they want idol worshippers to vote for them. That shows your hereafter is meaningless. Your paradise is meaningless to you. But these strangers you are talking about, sincerely, they uphold their religion tenaciously. La ilaha illallah. Okay? Because of the time, let us leave that aspect. Now, there are titles and appellations. I wanted to quote what Muhammad Abbasini, Subhiyano, Al-Tawri, Yusuf, Bun Asbad, but time will not contain that. Now, let me go to other appellations you are given. You know, by the time you are a good Muslim, a pious Muslim, you are a stranger. Do you agree with me? You are a what? Stranger. That is why you will be called Al-Ghuraba, the stranger. This is just one of the six names or titles or appellations given to righteous Muslims, pious Muslims. That is why, before I start mentioning names or titles, I do tell some of my brothers, especially when some of us want to even be fighting one another over names or titles, sincerely, we need to be mature more than this. Let me tell you, companions, they have never fought on this. All this is mas'ala ijtihadiyya. Mas'ala tun ijtihadiyya. That is why you can't see all this during the time of companions. The scholars from narrations of Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the sayings and statements of the companions, they now came about some of these titles. That once you are a conscious Muslim, once you are a righteous, a pious Muslim, there are some titles you can be called. Please let us understand. They are just titles. The way anybody can claim anything, but by the time you are not the real possessor of that title, Allah will be angry with you. Please, don't be after claiming titles when the content, the component, the features, the characteristics of that title is not even embedded in you. Please, enough of fighting over names or titles. Likewise, some people, by the time they probably some of these titles are mentioned, they feel like they don't even want to hear some of these names. No, open your heart, please. All these things I title should not be something we hate or we detest. But since then, by the time I come to features and characteristics, you know, is something all of us need to approach for you to be among the righteous Muslims. Now, number one, if you are a conscious Muslim, a pious Muslim, the first name, scholar, or the first title generally give to conscious Muslims is Ahlu Sunnati wal Jama'ah. Ahlu Sunnati, this is the first thing that was even very common. That's why you see a lot of books written Aqidah to Ahlu Sunnati wal Jama'ah. It's called Ahlu Sunnati wal Jama'ah. Like this book by Sheikh Salih Al-Utaymi. It's a very good book. I love the book too much. Even I'm using it for my students in my school. I've even focalized it. Because the one I got on the internet now, it didn't have all this party orchestra demo. I've even done that. The one with party orchestra. Sheikh Salih Al-Utaymi wrote a book. Aqidah to Ahlus Sunnah. I have two copies. People even brought it from Saudi Arabia from those who went for art. I now search for it on the internet. I saw it on so many websites. And now probably I even focalize it. The book is extremely good. If you want to know summary of Aqidah of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, probably I don't know how you guys can translate it. Me, I'm not even doing a translation. This I can read Arabic. The book is very good and very simple. One no may know. That's how Sheikh Salih Al-Utaymi. You know, if you have read the book of Sheikh Salih Al-Utaymi, Baba is a teacher by excellence. If Mama is there, someone who doesn't even understand Arabic too much, you understand Baba. That is how a religious teacher should be. You are teaching religion. You are not teaching vocabulary. And Baba is a linguist. He wrote a lot of books on Nauru and all of you. Even this sharing of Ajunmiya. Baba is a linguist. But by the time you want to explain religion, you don't need to surprise it. And you are now using all these busy vocabulary. And they will even need to be checking the synonyms on the internet. No. That book of Aqidah to Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, even today, I've even, if you come to my office now, you see the book very close to me. I love the book too much. I use it for my students. Wallah is the summary of Aqidah of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We're not meno. We believe. Baba will bring Quranic or Hadith. We're not meno. Anna arkana al-kenekan sita al-imanu billah wa malaikati wa kutubi wa rusuli wa liyom al-akhir wa nome anna al-Qur'an kalamu Allahi gairu makhlu wa nome no bi'adabi al-qaburi wa na'ini wa nome no bi'anna kada wa kada wa kada wa nome no bi'anna al-malaika wa nome no bi'anna ba'da asma'in. The book is extremely marvelous. So that apart from that, I'm going to call. So I'm going to say, I will never comment on such all those irrelevant arguments. It is meant for those whose time is not precious to. I have been locked out with my time. They are even arguing also. I even some people who are even arguing now. They are even morons. They are ignoramuses. They don't understand simple concept of Tawhid, and they will claim they are the custodian of Aqidah. Where they don't even understand preambles to Aqidah. Sincerely, There, like this, it's a card where Alisson was Jama, he's there at Mount Mali College, here in Ibadan. Volumes is about Akid of Al-Sunnah. About Al-Qadar alone, in that book, the day I read the book, I could not even finish Qadar alone. Where they were explaining Qadar for more than 150 to 200 pages. That is not meant for primary students, it's meant for advanced learners. Because there will be a time, by the time we are discussing Qadariya and Jabariya, what was Qadariya? Do you know them? They are not Qadariya. Not just because they are bandit people. We are talking about Qadariya, the Iberian sect that do not even believe in Qadar. According to Qadariya now, as I've come to UI tonight, Aladdin didn't know I would come to UI. If Aladdin didn't know I was even coming to UI until I entered UI game, Aladdin didn't even know I was even coming to the mall until I even went, I see that she was going to invest over the mall to give her lecture. Qadariya, they have a lot of problems. What of Jabariya? Jabariya, anything you do, Allah compels you. So, according to Jabariya now, sincerely, I can even take this phone and I'll smash it on the floor. How about everyone to make it? Allah, who compels me to do that? You can go to a lady and you kiss her. How about everyone to it? Allah who compels me to do that? Sheikh Lester and Allah said, these people, they are deceived. In fact, they deceive people. They are liars. Why can't they go to the family like Cocoa House? And the fall down, hey, it's Allah who tells me it has to come down. They should go, yes, good of you. They should go to that and they should go and all transformer. It is Allah who compels me to that. They will never do that, so they are liars. You get it now. So, without wasting our precious time, these people who are strangers, the fourth title, the fourth name, they are called the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaah. There is this book. I read it in Imam Malik library over there because they have a lot of books. Even that most of us in this part of the world. So, Ta'arifu Salaf, Ta'arifu Khalaf, the many of these Salaf, the book is there, it's a voluminous book. The author even brought all these names to their proofs. The time will not contain that. Why are they called Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah? Because they uphold the book of Allah and the Sunnah of Holy Prophet Muhammad SAW. Likewise, they see one another as brothers. They come together on that kitab and sunnah. They are not, you know, they have not turned themselves into sects like Al-Firaq, Abdullah, like deviant sects. That is why I'm coming to a hadith of this woman who split into 73, 72, 71. Because that hadith makes explanation. Even some of you never see your own self, you know, inclined translation, you never give it on the internet. I will see some of you, they will just behave as if they are scholar when they are not even a student of knowledge. They will give their own definition of hadith. As if even some there are some people that they will not know Arabic. People call them ustaz or sheikh. Then too they feel as if they are the scholars. I think that even great scholars like even now I realize like Al-Abdul Aja and Al-Solani, a lot of them have even given explanation to those ideas in Sahih Bukhari. People will still be using their wings and capacity to translate their ideas, misleading people alike. But may Allah just save us from that. These people, they are Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah because they come together on the truth, not on falsehood. They will not split themselves into sects. That is why the concept of sect, if time permits, I'm coming to that. As regards Al-Ghurabah, the strangers. Number two, they are called Ahlul Hadith wal Athar. Ahlul Hadith wal Athar. The Hadith in this world is not Hadith in Amal Amal bin Yas alone. Quran itself is Hadith. Quran itself is Ahasanul Hadith. Ahlul Hadith, there are people that uphold word of Allah and word of Prophet. That is the meaning of Hadith there. Because of people now, Ahlul Hadith, they thought it's Ahlul Qur'an was like, no. Ahlul Qur'an was Sunnah. Ahlul Qur'an was Sunnah. Hadith here is word of Allah and word of Holy Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We call them Ahlul Hadith wal Athar. If someone calls himself, I'm an Al-Athari, he don't need to fight you. But do you uphold the real concept of Al-Athari? Al-Athari is someone who upholds teachings of Quran and Sunnah. I'm coming to the way people deviate from teachings of Al-Ghurabah. If time permits, inshallah, let me rush. So I will be able to reach there. This Abul Hadith wal Asar, Hadith there is word of Allah, word of Prophet. Al Asar, the narrations of the Prophet and the ones from the companions. You can't be among the strangers without following teachings of Sahaba. Do you know why? They were the ones that narrated Hadith of Ibn Salah. They were the students, direct students of the Prophet. That is why we do tell some teachings. By the time they are bringing their own words, their own distorted teachings, that who is your Salaf? Tell us, any of Salaf who has said by the time you read his phone, you are not a Muslim. While life is the year after, they will not be able to produce it. Give us one Salaf who said once you have used the Suba, you are no more a Muslim. Or even you are even out of Sunnah. Give us one Salaf. Sincerely, you can't see any Salaf there. Give us one Salaf who has said this, who has said that. This Al-Ghuraba, we are talking about the stranger, Al-Hadith wal-Asar. They rely heavily on the words of Allah and that of the Salaam, as explained by who? By the companions. Because the companions who narrated the Hadith, they were there where Prophet Salaam practicalized it, and they understood the meaning more than anybody who came after them. That's the second name. Are we together? Are we together?
Yeah.
They call them Al-Firqatu Najiyah. Al-Firqatu Najiyah. Are we taught Ifatu Al-Mansura? Al-Firqatu Najiyah, they are the same set. They will be saved from the torment of the hereafter. Then in this world, they will make sure that they do not even introduce Al-Bid'ah wal-Khurafat, innovations into religion. You know, religion is for Allah. You can't just introduce your own the way some Muslims are doing today. Sincerely, if you want to worship Allah, Allah has explained the way you should be worshipped. Anything that has to do with worship, you can't introduce your own. But certain things that relate to worship, but they are not worshipped directly. You get it now. I'm using microphone. Microphone is never an act of worship. Do you agree with me? If you say no, I will just give you one of these on microphone or one Quran verse. You can't see. No, calling Azan is ibadah. Yes or no? Yes or no?
Yes.
That is why you can't replace Azan with the one you have recorded inside your phone. You use your mouth to call Azan, no matter how advanced technology is. That shows you are doing the Sincerely, Azan is ibadah. You can't replace Azan we call with Amawa with the one inside you recorded inside your wall. Your phone. Someone will call Azan with his mouth. Now, using microphone. The companions will never use microphone. Agreed. Those after the device microphone, agreed. But microphone is not ibadah. We use microphone to aid our word, ibadah. One of the reasons of calling Azan is to tell Muslims it is time for what? Salah. If I should now use my mouth here at University of the Central Mosque, and someone uses microphone, which one do you think it should go far? Yet, by the time we use microphone, the intention of calling Azan has been what? Achieved. That's not better. That religion, a lot of things are introduced to religion, which we need to move away from. If you want to be among the world, among the strangers, even the way we do almost everything, the way we eat, the way we dress, the way we pray, the way we do our cast, the way we read Quran, the way we do our naming ceremony, the way we do our chikor, the way we do our nikah. I know some of my brothers now, they too want to do nikah. Like one of my brothers that I respected too much, he said, "You are part of the religion. You know, you know, where they all say court marriage, you know, as go one time they see better call." You are not compared. That shows some of us, you don't do that at your various home. Nobody can compare me to do that in my life. As you go and do Kada for court marriage. How do you do court marriage? Some of you want to do your own wedding. You want to wear cake. Where is cake in the Kitabu in the car? Awon eroni mantashaba bi komi fawo amini wo ohun na bele re mi sipa olo lo kebo ohun na wa we dey gawari bi pepe ye kan se bi komi there are a lot of things we have introduced into the way we do things in Islam. Listen now, for example, I want to do that in the car. I prepare them, say, "Oh, it's not about that, yes or no?" You prepare ataro. Ataro is not bad, yes or no? If it is cake, you want to prepare as food. You give all of us cake, yes or no? Then all this, after your mass, get ready, cut your life, speak. Is it part of our, is it part of Neka in Islam? That's what most of you now, you cherish. The way we do our scarf, sincerely, let us be careful. There are a lot of khutuba that some of us will give us in our house now. Ariwa Bila, Ariwa Babila, Sarada Bila, Sarada Babila, Bika Wubi, Ka Wubi. By the time you want to do a scarf, that you are unconscious, that is not a scarf. And you want to go on that scarf, and you are unconscious again. Sincerely, that is not sunnah scarf. You are not a scarf, and you are not shaking your head. That is not a scarf. Something else is wrong with you. You can't worship Allah like the Prophet of Allah and the companions. You want to use Tesla? No, no, no. What is that? You put Tesla on your neck. Tesla will never protect you. Where did you get all this? And also, other things like that. Even all of us, you want to read Quran. You start Quran from the last verse. All of us have to read Kodo. That is never part of it. We need to be careful. They are called Al-Firqa to Najia because they will be said something. You know, innovation is a religion. Afa'ifa to Al-Mansura. When we are talking of Afa'ifa Al-Mansura, they will be helped. They will be assisted. This Afa'ifa to Al-Mansura and Al-Firqa to Najia, some scholars will put them together as one. Making how many names now? Three. Al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, Al-Hadith wal-Afa, Al-Firqa to Najia, wa Afa'ifa to Al-Mansura. Making number three. Al-Guraba, number four. I will not even explain. You know what Al-Guraba is now. Number five, Al-Sawadul A'azam. Al-Sawadul A'azam. This Al-Sawadul A'azam, there is one hadith on it. Some scholars authenticated it. Some said it has some defect. Al-Sawadul A'azam is something like Azam al-Jamaat, that people that come together on the truth. They have come together for nothing than truth. Not falsehood, not to deceive one another, not to get money, but on the truth. The last one, As-Salatu Jum. What's the last one? I do tell, but see this number, last one now. Some of our youth, nowadays, they feel, they behave as if that word Salatu Jum they know is the only name for people who uphold Quran and Sunnah, which is not. That's what your level of knowledge is very small. Can you see? Now, there is nothing bad. If you want to call, ascribe yourself to any of these names, there is no blame for you. But let me tell you, ascribing yourself to the name or title, claiming the title is not the most important, but putting into practice what the title entails. If you are saying, I'm Al-Sunnah al-Jama'ah, I'm Salafi, I'm Garib, that's the symbol of Al-Guraba. I'm Firqa to Nigeria, I'm Toifa to Mansura, I'm Al-Ladif al-Asar, I'm Asari. Sincerely, all these appellations, they are appellations and titles. They will never take you to anywhere, except you put the concept into words, to the practice. Now, Khosor is one moment Jesus. That may be the last point I will discuss because I've been told the time is gone. Even this number three will solve some of the problems. Before you can claim or you can ascribe yourself to these pious Muslims, righteous Muslims, few Muslims who will be seen as strangers, you need to possess some qualities. My dear brother, sincerely, this is not to denote that we are not among those people, but let us be realistic. I pray to Allah, let me be among those pious Muslims. Some of us, we may not even be among them as of tonight. I'm not saying we are not, we may not be among them as at this moment I'm talking. I may not be among them as at this moment I'm talking, but I pray to Allah to let me be among them because they are successful work in the hereafter. I pray to Allah to let you be among them because they will possess you in the hereafter. If I'm not among them, If you are not among them, as from tonight, start working on how to be among them. What are their features? What are their characteristics? I will focus on 5 to 7. And that will solve our problem. Inshallah. Number one, Atamasukuhum bil aqidati islamiyati as-sahiha. The first feature of the strangers we are talking about is that they uphold authentic Islamic beliefs. They uphold authentic Islamic creed. Now, where the problem lies is that how many of us people understand al-aqidatul islamiyya as-sahiha? That's their problem lies. You know, some of us, even I do laugh at some youth, they will claim aqidatul salafiyya when they do not even understand aqidatul salafiyya. Then there are certain things, wallahi, they are not part of aqidah. People who don't feel as if certain things are part of aqidah, they are still issues. No, don't let us miss issues. But listen, the issue of taking pictures, not taking pictures, is not issue of aqidah. I don't take pictures. People who know me, they know me for that. I believe you see my, I've been using social media more than 6-7 years. I've never uploaded any of my lectures, any of my pictures on the internet. But if I see a Muslim taking pictures, I will not take him out of sunnah. It's not issue of aqidah. This is what some of you do not understand. Where the issue of picture has come under aqidah, which Bible in aqidah? Quote anyone aqidah book. That issue of picture, Bible test way. Scholars who discuss this, like Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Wahab, they related it to the issue of statue. How people start, people of norm, wakola tada runa ali atakum, wala tada runa wadan, wala suwa'an, wala yambuta wa ya'uqo, wa nasra. Those people, they were fire city. 5 of them, they died in the same month. People now started, you know, they took their statue. Later, Shaitan came to them that your forefather, they are worshiping this, you know. It was not issue of picture. It was issue of what? Statue, ere. Issue ere, come on that, akida. Issue, oh, yeah, what about to say? Issue, akida. Oh, my, yeah, record, yeah, what to say? Yoko, no sooner. What he does may not be correct, but it's not issue, you just take someone out of sunnah. You are doing itikaf. Someone does itikaf in Masjid Jami, in the central mosque. You believe itikaf can only be done in 3 months. It's not issue of aqidah. Okay, they told you, oh no, aqidah salafiyya. But this one is not alu sunnah again. I want someone to say, itikaf masala is dima tu of sunnah yeh. The issue of someone using tasbih. I don't use subha. Those who are closer to me, they know me for that. I use my finger to my scarf. But if someone uses tesbah, it's not something that will take you out of sunnah. You are observing salah, you put your palms on your chest, or you put it down. It's not issue that will take you out of sunnah. These are some of the issues. Someone is doing askar. You do your own askar individually. Some other people do it congregationally. It will not take them out of sunnah. But they are no more having sunnati wal jama'ah. The only problem is that your level of adherence to sunnah may be diminishing. Do you understand that? Even level of our sunnah is not even the same. Some people, when it comes to sunnah, you see even Ahmad Ibn Zayd, you say no, Bakiya to Salah. Like Imam Muhammad, you know Imam Muhammad, among the city, he was extremely different. But whatever the affair is taking you, or Yato, when it comes to sunnah. What I'm trying to say is that we need to really understand what Al-Ghuraba entails and what it does not entail. You as a conscious Muslim, you try to move away from things that can diminish your level of adherence to sunnah. But where you see someone falling into one error or the other, that is not an issue that can take him out of aqidah. Do not just take him out of sunnah directly. We know issues. We know beliefs. We know certain things that will take you out of Islam or that people take you out of sunnah directly. It's time for me, or let me give you one or two here before I proceed. The first feature I'm explaining is that these strangers we are talking about, they don't play with issue of what? Aqidah. They don't trivialize issue of what? Aqidah. You will never see them worshiping idols. You never see them chanting incantations. Inna ruqa wa tamaima wa tiwalata shirk. They don't chant incantations. They don't do that. Even there are some bad ones in Arabic too. They have some incantations in Arabic. They will take you out of Sunnah, they will take you out of Akida, they will even nullify your Islam. These Al-Duraba, they don't play with Akida issues. Please, Akida is what? Foundation and basis of Islam. That is why we need to understand that Akida. That is another topic. Akida to Ahli Sunnati. So if you can get that book of Sheikh Solomon Zaymin, we have lots of other books. Like the one even written by you. A lot of books, sir. Even Sheikh Fasan wrote one, Akida to Tawhid. Akida to Tawhid is a very nice book. It's a small book, but since LA, it contains a lot of things. So we need to understand what Akida entails. If you want to be among the group, your Akida must be sound. Your Akida must be what? You must be akidatically sound. Once your akida is not sound, you are not among them. Number two, al-bu'ud, al-bid'ah, wal-khurafat. If you want to be among the strangers, you move away from bid'ah, from innovation. Please let us take note. The strangers we are talking about, they don't introduce new things into religion. Religion has been perfected. Religion is complete. You know, why will you even introduce new things into religion? Are we worshipping you? We are worshipping Allah. We are worshipping who? Allah. If it is Allah we want to worship, it is better not to introduce any new things into religion. You can think of innovations in worldly matters. You get it now? I can even lecture in UI and they will be listening to my lecture throughout the world, the way that Nigeria normally does for some of their Ramadan programs. There is nothing bad there. That is innovation into worldly matter. That religion, do not introduce into it. Are we together? Tafdilun nafs ala al-aqli. If you want to be among al-ghuraba, these strangers we are talking about, you have preference. For textual proofs, for proofs from Quran and Hadith over intellect or any other proof or philosophical proofs or philosophical remarks or philosophical statements or even your cultural statements or whatever. If you want to be among al-Sunnah, among al-Ghuraba, the strangers we are talking about, you see Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, "Man radda hadith al-Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fa huwa ala shafa halakatin." By the time you oppose, by the time you deny authentic narration of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are at the verge of destruction. Please let us understand what Imam Ahmad has said. Some of us nowadays, we will quote hadith for it, authentic hadith, straightforward hadith. You see people, they will use their own desires to oppose hadith. You want to eat, you are the first person in your family that goes to the University of Ibadan. So you don't want to use cutlery, right hand for rice, left for money, right for meat, left for fish. He now tells you, La taqulu bishima fa inna shaytana ya'kul wa yashrabu bishimali. Do not eat with your what? Your right hand, your left hand, and do not drink with it. It is shaytan that eats and drinks with his left hand. You know, yeah, this is very clear, authentic. So, because there are things, that's another issue when you come to Surah Al-Fatiha. Hadithun sahihun sarih. It is authentic hadith and straightforward. Because at times, inshallah, we'll land up very soon. Hadith may be authentic, but it will not be straightforward. There will not be ihtimalat. That's where we normally have divergences differences. And this may be authentic, but there may be different interpretations. In that aspect, we need to be careful. Now, we quote at this for you, do not eat with your left. You are still insisting eating with your left. That shows you don't want to be among the Yoruba, the strangers you are talking about. The way I was at this, what do you call it, cafeteria there, pedal, when I was in my house at that UI, one day I was even eating with my, I was eating food, I said that all with my life, and I was licking my finger. Here in the University of Ibadan, and one student, one UI student was looking at me, eating with hand. You know some of you, you use phone for it to one amalazi. Fufu is our local food. We don't use photo if fufu am alive back. We use our fingers. Or when you say rice is not our food. Do you agree with me? It's their food. They use phone. Garri is our food. You can use phone. You can use your animal money for one more garri. You must for one more penelaro or so. You know, if you see me eating garri with my right hand, you can call me a barbaric person, an uncivilized person. So you want to allow you to be here, so that you can be more, so you can be able to thank you for calling you to London. Sincerely, you know what happened that day? The man was looking at me. I didn't even understand why he was looking at me. Later, I now understood that he was pitying me. Do you know what he said? Can I buy more for you? Sincerely, I've never done that. He said, can I buy more? I said, what do you really mean? I said, sincerely, okay, that is what my religion has taught me. And the food I was eating is our local food. We don't use spoon to eat it. And I need to lick my finger. It is part of my religious teachings. Sincerely, both in the other way, so, oh, okay. Civilization is the way people do things. That's saying the only one being the cap for Jamala. As you see this Jamala, so go and you are in control of them. I'm not going to be sitting there, so I'm going to be coming. All my people know. So there's people now. This Al-Guraba, sincerely, they give preference to textual truths than philosophical thoughts or people in there. You know, the people of Alul Ahwa, like Al-Khawarij, Al-Mu'tazila, Ashia, Yufadiluna Al-Aqla Al-Nas. They give preference to their intellect over textual proofs. That's why by the time you quote any Quranic verse or hadith, the first thing is, it is intellectually okay. They will not even think of whether it's authentic or not, whether what is the meaning or not. They will say, no. How will you tell us we should be doing this thing? Intellectually, it's even some of what I've lost, academically, cardiac academically. One sort of around academically. Look, we want more with that below. We want to see the family and not even academically, in academically, yes, academically, in academically, in Kenya, what down over. Well, so in Kali, you're down over. Zero balada, Kuni balada. You know these boys putting on three-quarter jeans, they are doing sunnah, huh? But they will not get reward. They are not doing it because of intention of sunnah. All one will have also put to sunnah. The foul go to money, go to this one, you know, anytime you see proofs, textual proofs from Quran and sunnah, even if it is not easy for you to practice, you know that you are deficient in this area. Not supplicate to allow to use your task. Not that you oppose textual proofs from Quran and Sunnah. Number four, I will answer. I'm very sorry. Atakhalluqu bil akhlaqi lil islamiyyati al hamida. That's number four. The stranger, they have good conduct. Good what? They are morally sound. They are morally upright. When it comes to being ethical, they are very ethical. My dear brothers, this number four, including myself, majority of us, we fail. That is why people hate Sunnah we are preaching. We are preaching Sunnah, that our attitude towards people is not friendly. Prophet Salam was very friendly. Go and read his biography. Go and read what even enemies of Islam, what they have said about him. You know, that's why even a lot of scholars, they have written a lot of books. Because of the way Sunni Muslims are fighting other Sunni Muslims nowadays. And that's even happening on our campuses. On campus, it happens. And people of Bidia, they are loving, they are watching us. We have slightly small, small differences on some issues. We turn to enemies of one another. Even, let me tell you, even if someone is not a Muslim, when it comes to good behaviors, you relate with people in such a way that they will know. See what Allah has given us language. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. My dear brothers, we are morally bankrupt. Muslim youth, majority of Muslim youth who claim Sunnah now are this, including myself, we are morally bankrupt. We lack adab. We don't know how to relate with people. That is why, let me tell you something now. You see, majority of youth who get married now, within 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, they have marital problems. And most parents, they are afraid of giving their daughters out to Muslim youth because of bad experiences they had in the past. Is that part of Al-Ghulaban? No. When Allah describes our prophet with good behavior, it wa innaka la'ala khuluqin 'azim. Azim. You know what I mean of azim? If you want to be among the Ghulaban, you need to be morally sound. You relate with people. When it comes to issue of Sunnah and Bid'ah, morality may not come there. Even when Sunnah and Bid'ah are still fighting, they are only fighting, that is fight between truth and falsehood. You will still retain your morality. You are arguing with people of Bid'ah. Don't pray, you only Bid'ah, you are so for damn you. All of you wake up in heaven. After today, I pray for Allah. All of you will be born. Your family will be born. Some of you have said that woman was that, and this sad wife a woman. And woman was not even how you did that. It was a politics. The way some of us relate with our in-laws, the father and mothers of our wives, it didn't like the teaching of Al-Ghulaban. The way some of us, we even do pity. There are cases of, you know, fraud now among some youth who are claiming Sunnah. And they are even, you know, subhanAllah. There are cases whereby when it comes to morality of some people as regards M-O-N-E-Y. M-O-N-E-Y. Morality is no more there. When you transact with your brothers and you cry at the end of the day, my dear brothers, as part of being among the strangers, and when you're not to have your teeth, that's it. Even you will see the strangers in your behavior. And so you say, oh, you call it called Sanda, you call Salad, and only. All that only, I pass over that there's a good old Missan. Let me know, man, so we saw the Lucy. Call what again? When I fast do $1 million, almost paper that that's London for Salo, and that's the 40 while he go lower. You know, I'm starting to out of human kilo kore yo feria the thing ba kona ti se si awon algoroba 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 wallahi wale utole wala ukunta fazon bolido alfaldi lam fazdu alhawla se ti e ba prati ti ri sunna ti wa awon taye ti sunna re like one of my friends, while lady mother told me, when the mother was sick, it was this my friend who was a Sunni brother that washed the garments, he would take care of the mother. He would prepare food for the mother, and the mother was even praying for him. There was a day some mothers, they were discussing, I was at the very side. They were passing good comments about one husband. They asked, oh, Lord, our woman, why do I fast sooner or come? I mean, you're just coming and fell. We are, while I don't talk to you, woman, I mean, you're like, you're like, you're like, you're like, you're like, people, they will embrace real Islam. When they feel good, one aspect of those practicalizing, they allow us to us. Finally, it's Tinabu, you know, Kaba Iriha, Wasoga Iriha. That's where we run it off. No time for other issues, Shiva and some other things. And how to, the way some people deviate from the real teaching of this Al-Guruba. You know, the strangers, they move away from sense. Be it major sins or minor sins, my dear brothers, it is only Allah that is perfect. We are not masumun. Last night the masumun. We are not infallible. The skills, let us try to move away from sins. Efe, okun ton koba spirituality of olokowa. Especially this on a campus. You know a lot of people you see. You want to have one lawyer. You yourself, you need to move away from those things. You know, where you are not even interested in sinning, the environment is telling you, you need to sin to Almighty God. Now, you want to be among the strangers. Should you embark on sinning to Allah? You move away from it. You move away from it. I pray to Allah to forgive each and every one of us. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت السلام عليكم ورحمه الله تعالى وبركاته وعليكم السلام ورحمه الله وبركاته